living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
Douglas, two pails of H2O.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's the chemical formula for water. That means it's composed of one H and two O's. Whatever they are.
Hydrogen and oxygen.
Hydrogen and oxygen? Well, wasn't it nice of them to get together in these pails and make all this water?
Yeah, put them down.
Did you get the leaks fixed in the hose?
Oh, yeah. I used up a whole roll of tape. It won't leak now.
We'll soon see.
I did it.
Got another roll of tape?
What for?
The radiator.
Oh, you miserable tractor.
We better abandon ship.
But do you think Mr. Drucker can get us a new radiator?
I don't think he can help you.
Why not?
This tractor was born long before he was.
Hello, Bertram.
Oliver!
What?
I'm going to cook you breakfast.
Oh, congratulations.
But I can't. There is no electrical. The plug fell out of the power company. Could you plug it back in, please?
I gotta call Mr. Drucker.
Well, can't you plug in first?
Oh, for crying out loud. It's always something.
Oliver, don't snap at me.
I'm not snapping or snapping at you.
Well, it sounds like snapping to me.
Now, why couldn't they run the lines inside of the house? You got to climb a pole to telephone. You got to climb a pole to plug in the electricity.
Oliver, if we want gas, would they have to put in another pole?
No, they don't put gas in poles. Oh, they probably would for us. Okay, it's in.
Tight?
Yep.
Thank you, darling. I'm going to cook you electrical hotcakes.
For that, I had to climb the pole.
Good morning, Drucker's store. Oh, how are you, Mr. Douglas?
Oh, hi. Well, not too good.
Oh, well, I noticed you looked a little peaked lately. Farm getting you down?
No, no, it's not that. It's that darn tractor. I need a new radiator. It's leaking.
Well, it was only a matter of time.
What do you mean?
It's about the only thing left that could happen to it.
Well, do you think you could...
Hello? Hello? Anybody using the line?
Oh, yes, I am, Mrs. Ziffel.
Oh, Mr. Douglas, are you going to be long? I have to make a call.
Doris, Mr. Douglas has a leaky radiator and he...
Oh, that's too bad. I thought you'd been looking a little peaked lately, Mr. Douglas.
No, no, you don't understand.
Don't let that farm get you down.
You still there, Mr. Douglas?
Yes, Mr. Drucker. As I was saying, I wonder if you could get me a new radiator from a tractor.
Oliver!
What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, no, no, not you. It's my wife, excuse me. What do you want?
Darling, the electrical is off again. The plug fell out.
Oh. Mr. Drucker, would you see what you can do and call me back?
Thank you. Bye.
I told you to put it in tight.
I thought I did.
Well, you didn't.
Oh, it's these poles. They're driving me crazy.
The farm is too much for you?
No. Oh, Feather.
Oliver, the other pole is ringing.
Yeah, would you answer it?
All right.
Well, keep on ringing, Sarah. He's got a long climb.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Douglas. May I speak to Mr. Douglas?
No, he's up the electrical pole.
The electrical?
Yes, the plug-in one.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Drucker.
What do you want?
What do you want?
I just want to know what size radiator he needs for his tractor.
He wants to know what size radio you need for your tractor.
I don't need a radio.
He doesn't need a radio. Goodbye.
Not a radio, a radiator.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Drucker. I made a mistake. My husband doesn't want a radiator.
No, I do want one.
You do want one?
Yeah, I know he do want one. I just want to know what size.
Hello? Hello?
Doris, I'm talking to Mrs. Douglas.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Douglas.
Hello, Mrs. Ziffel.
How's your husband's radiator?
He's going to get a new one.
Oh, I hope it makes him feel better.
Doris, will you hang up?
Bye.
Mrs. Douglas, would you ask Mr. Douglas what size radiator he needs?
Darling, what size radiator do you need?
Tell him I'll call him back.
He'll call you back. Are you through plugging?
Yep.
I race you down.
Oh!
You cheated!
He's coming, Miss Douglas.
Oh, where is he?
Out in the fields, hoeing and muttering.
Is he doing that again?
Yes, ma'am. He's become a real mutterer. That's kind of strange, too.
How strange?
Well, I don't know. Strange. I think the farm's getting him down.
Oh, he's working too hard. Oliver, breakfast!
Coming! Cut it out, you. You're not a... You're a horse. You're pretty smart, aren't you? And you're pretty conceited, too.
Oliver!
Well, I gotta go to breakfast. You better go back where you came from. No. Go home. Go home. That's it. No. Go on. Now, stop following me. Go on home. Beat it.
Darling, who are you talking to?
The horse.
What horse?
Well, the horse followed... Well, the horse followed me home.
Oh?
He did.
I didn't say anything.
Lisa, a horse did follow me home.
Well, that's very nice.
Big white horse with black spots.
Oh, why don't you go inside and wash up for breakfast?
There was a horse. Well, where did you go to? You followed me all the way home and you disappeared just when I was going...
Oliver, who are you talking to?
The horse I was telling you about.
He's in there with you.
Yes, come on in. Now, maybe you'll believe me when I tell you. There he is, look. The
There was a horse looking at me through that window.
The same one?
Of course the same one. How many horses do you think I see?
Is he there now?
No, he was here. He was watching me wash my hands.
Why would he do that?
No, maybe it's his hobby.
Why didn't he come in?
Horses don't come in.
They just watch people washing their hands.
Yeah. No. Look, is breakfast ready?
Darling, don't you want to lie down and rest for a while?
Rest? Lisa, a horse followed me home through the fields, and the same horse watched me wash my hands. Watched me wash my hands. Glad you're still here. My wife was beginning to think I was seeing you. I mean, not seeing you. Come on, come on. I want you to meet her. Come on. Oh, come on. Come on up. Wait right here, wait right here. Come on, now, come on, come on. I want you to meet her. Wait right here. That's the stuff. I'll be right back.
Darling, darling, I believed you.
Nevertheless, I want you to see with your own eyes so there won't be any question that... A horse there tied to a tree.
What tree?
A tree. It was right there. It was tied to this horse.
The tree walked away with a horse?
Of course. Now, how can a tree walk away with a horse?
Darling, why don't you lie down and I call the doctor?
I don't need a doctor. I saw it with my own eyes. There was a tree. Here, horse! Horse!
Stewart.
How are you, Miss Douglas?
Fine. Won't you come in, please?
Say, you didn't have any paintings up last time I was out here.
We only hung them a couple of months ago.
Matisse, say, that's a pretty fine copy. Looks almost like the original.
That is the original.
An original Matisse?
Yes. And over here, we have a Gauguin and a Renoir.
Originals?
Yes. Oh, Doctor, I'm terribly worried about Oliver. As I told you on the telephone, he keeps seeing trees and horses which aren't there.
Well, that's an original Matisse, Gauguin, and a Renoir.
And we have a small Rembrandt in the bathroom.
In the bathroom?
We have very little wall space. Doctor, do you think he was out in the sun too long?
Oh, it's quite possible. But these must be worth a fortune.
I always say, why get a copy when the original is only a few $1,000 more?
Yes, that's all.
Lisa, isn't that Doc Stewart's car? Oh, it is.
How are you, Mr. Douglas?
Very good, Doctor. And if Mrs. Douglas got you out here on my account, you're wasting your time.
I just called the doctor and I told him if he happens to be in the neighborhood to drop in and see our paintings.
They're all originals, huh?
Doctor, there's nothing wrong with me.
Darling, did you find your horse and tree?
No. But they're around somewhere.
Stick out your tongue and say, oh.
If the doctor wants me to stick out my tongue, he'll tell me to.
Stick out your tongue.
No, there's nothing wrong with me.
Just sit down here, Mr. Douglas, and take it easy. Would you mind boil a little water for me?
All right, Doctor.
Now, you just relax.
I don't know what my wife told you, but I'm all right. I saw a horse. I talked to him.
Did he answer you?
Don't be ridiculous.
nodded his head, yes, a couple of times.
Oh. I'm going to give you a prescription for a mild sedative to take at bedtime to help calm you down.
I don't need to be...
Mr. Douglas, men who have been farming a lot longer than you have cracked up.
I haven't.
The strain of planning and the weather and the crops and prices takes a lot more out of you than you think.
Doctor, it's not... In the city, I needed a sedative.
Trying to make a dollar in that rat race. Everybody's scratching and clawing. You couldn't turn around but what you'd find a knife in your back.
But, Doctor, out here, the only scratching a man does is in the soil when he plants the seed.
He nurtures it, coaxes it up toward the sun, nurturing it to full harvest, when he can pick them and market them, knowing that he and he alone, with the shovel, the seed, the sun, and the soil, has found fulfillment.
I better give you something a little stronger.
There's nothing wrong with me.
You see what I mean?
Nothing to worry about. He's just a little edgy. Yeah. Now, here are samples a salesman left. Make sure he takes one at bedtime. They work fast. He'll drop off like that.
Mrs. Douglas?
Yes?
You told me to remind you to give Mr. Douglas that pill to make him sleep.
It's already in the milk.
Which glass?
Well,
in the movies, they're always getting the glasses with the Mickey mixed up.
Well, this Mickey won't get mixed up. Oh, I know. No, I think it's this one.
That the one?
No.
That the one?
Oh, what? I know.
Would he be able to taste that?
No, I don't think so. Needs a little sugar. Perfect.
How about the other one?
Which is the other one?
The one without the sugar.
No, this is sugar, then. Fine.
Good night.
Good night.
Milk? You know I don't drink milk. Did you put something in here to make me...
Why do you drink?
Oh, you got the Mickey. you're a good kid worrying about me. But there was a horse. Sleep tight.
Lisa, Lisa, wake up. There's a zebra in the window. Lisa, look at the...
Just as I was about to turn off the...
I wonder why I'm so sleepy.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, darling. Go right ahead.
Well, I was about to tell you. I saw a zebra standing there in the window.
A what?
A zebra. It's a kind of a horse with stripes.
You got tired just looking at plain horses?
Lisa, if you hadn't a conked out, you'd have seen him too. It was a zebra.
I called the doctor.
No, you don't have to. I tell you, I... Well, there's got to be some explanation.
You say that's your ostrich, Mr. Holter?
Yes, sir.
Can you identify it?
Identify it? Mr. Haney, how many ostriches are there running around in Hooterville?
Well, I never counted them, but that could be one of them.
Mr. Haney, that ostrich is from my circus. When the truck overturned, five of my animals got away.
Well, if that is your ostrich, well, it's run up quite a bill since it walked into our bedroom this morning.
A bill? For what?
Well, there's $5 for bleaching my wife's hair blonde.
Hmm?
Well, when she woke up and seen it, her hair turned prematurely white.
Well, all right, I'll give you $5.
Well, that's not all, neighbor. You owe me $12 for 6 hens.
What hens?
Well, it laid this, and 6 of my best white leggings had nervous breakdowns trying to compete.
Well, I guess $10 ought to take care of everything.
$15 would take care of it better.
$10.
I get to keep the egg.
Mr. Haney, how would you like to earn some extra money?
How?
Well, if you'll help me find the rest of the animals that escaped.
Oh, what kind are they?
Well, besides this ostrich, there was a trained horse and a zebra and...
there was a camel! I know that was a camel. You saw it, didn't you?
What am I talking to you for?
And then last night, Mr. Kimball, guess what else he didn't see? A zebra.
Well, I wouldn't worry too much, Mrs.
Yes, I would. A zebra, huh?
Dr. Stewart says he's under a strain from farming.
Yes, the department's compiled a lot of statistics on, well, not a lot. They gathered together. Well, they didn't gather them. Some high school kid left his notebook in the chief's office. Yeah, they discovered that farmers in the Northeast suffered from... No, they didn't suffer too much. They,
Lisa!
Mr. Kimball, could you talk to Mr. Douglas and see if he won't take it easy?
Sure, don't worry. I know how to handle these kind of cases.
Oh, don't tell him I talked to you.
Yeah, they just need a little humoring. Oh, hello, Mr. Douglas. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Of course you are. Say, that certainly is a nice-looking horse you got there. Mind if I feed him a piece of sugar? Say, look at him eat that. Your zebra would like a piece, too?
Have you been talking to my wife?
About what?
About my seeing a horse, a zebra, and a camel.
A camel? She didn't say anything about it. Oh, I didn't notice him. Say, certainly is nice. Oh, boy. Well, it's none of my business, Mr. Douglas, but maybe you've been...
Is that your chimp over there?
Would you like a punch in the nose?
No, I don't think I'd like that.
Then stop making fun of me.
Well, there's a chimp standing there. That's strange. There was a... Here, chimp! Here, chimp!
Oh, stop!
Mr. Douglas! Oh, Mr. Douglas.
What's the matter?
Did you see a camel?
You too, huh?
I caught the zebra and the chimp.
Hey, that's my zebra.
That's my chimp.
It's not my chimp.
Whose chimp is he? Well, he belongs to an itinerant circus. Their truck turned over and some of the animals got loose.
Say, was there a horse?
Yeah, the fella got him.
Lisa!
Darling, what's the matter?
What do you see?
Mr. Haney's truck.
No, no. What do you see on the truck?
What do you want me to see?
The zebra and the chimpanzee.
I see a zebra and a chimpanzee, and I call the doctor.
No, no, no. If you don't see them, you better call the doctor.
Well, I see them, but I'm not sure if they're really there.
They're there, all right. They got loose from a circus.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you're not a nut.
Sometimes I wonder. Are you missing a boxing kangaroo?
Filmways presentation, darling.